From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, April 26, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union. State Senator Kathy Marchione announced April 25th she will not seek re-election in November. The 63-year-old Half Moon Republican told the Saratoga County Republican Committee this would be her last year in office. Marchione was first elected to the state Senate in 2012 following a victory in the Republican primary against Republican Roy McDonald. Previously, she served as Saratoga County Clerk and Half Moon Town Supervisor. Marchione said in a statement it was a difficult decision to make, but believes this is the right time to retire. She said her role as primary caregiver for her mother contributed to the decision. As a member of the state Senate, Marchione was an outspoken opponent of gun control legislation, a critic of business regulations, a voice for conservatism, and an advocate for the region's horse racing and tourism industries. The list of possible Republican successors includes Saratoga County Clerk Craig Hayner, Nassau Town Supervisor Dave Fleming, and Rensselaer County Legislator Harry Tutungian. Ghent resident Kohee Zan, a Democrat, previously created a campaign account to run for the seat. New York's 43rd Senate District includes Columbia County and parts of Saratoga, Rensselaer, and Washington counties. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Officials in Columbia County are actively seeking support from the state of New York for an existing program that aids those incarcerated by the county with addiction recovery. The current state budget includes $3.8 million for the development and implementation of substance use disorder treatment in local jails, something Columbia County has done on its own for several years. The county program provides imprisoned individuals, when released, the opportunity to connect with recovery services and also relies on Twin County Recovery Service to provide a counselor for the jail. Columbia County Sheriff Dave Bartlett said the county provides programs for imprisoned individuals, when released, the opportunity to connect with recovery services and also relies on Twin County Recovery Service to provide a counselor for the jail. The jail-based recovery program also works with the Departments of Human Services and Mental Health and Social Services to help inmates prepare for release, Bartlett said. Department of Human Services Director Michael Cole said at the April 17th Columbia County Board of Supervisors and Health and Human Services Committee meeting, the county would advocate to make the state funding permanent for the jail-based services. However, Senator George Amador Jr., chair of the Senate Heroin Task Force, is not prepared to promise permanent funding for such services, saying it's too soon to tell if they will be successful in the long term. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. Democrat congressional candidate Brian Flynn has announced he will host a series of healthcare town halls at locations in the 19th Congressional District during the month of May. The Greene County resident will moderate a panel of medical experts and guests to discuss why Medicare for All is the best healthcare option for the county. The town halls will include questions from audience members and social media, and there will be an opportunity to record healthcare testimonials that will be delivered to U.S. Representative John Fassel. According to his campaign, Flynn has supported Medicare for All since 2004. The town hall schedule includes events May 2nd in Kingston, May 9th in Brunswick, May 23rd in Liberty, and May 30th in Oneonta. The meetings will be held on Periscope and Facebook Live. Information is available at Flynn's website. And you can read the full story. And you can read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The Daily Freeman is reporting Governor Andrew Cuomo on April 25th announced Operation New York Secure, the first multi-agency effort on Amtrak's Empire Line to promote better cooperation between law enforcement agencies and to improve the state's ability to respond to emergencies on rail lines. The agencies participating in securing the Empire Corridor by Unifying Regional Efforts, or SECURE, include the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, the New York State Police, the Metropolitan Transit Authority, Amtrak Police, and several local law enforcement agencies. Among the cooperating local police agencies, departments in Hudson, Poughkeepsie, and Rhinecliff. The effort will include additional platform patrols and increased security presence on trains and explosive detection sweeps. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And finally, Rachel Silverstein is reporting for Capital Confidential. Over the course of 2 days, 8 Republican county chairs have changed their endorsements from State Senator John DeFrancisco to his opponent, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, for the GOP gubernatorial nomination. Party leaders in Oswego and Tompkins counties announced April 24th they had changed their endorsements. Chairs in Madison, Oneida, Jefferson, Broome, Chenango, and Delaware counties made the switch the following day. The new endorsements give Molinaro 74.25% of the weighted vote from Republican state committee members who will nominate a candidate at the end of May. DeFrancisco said this week he would not primary the party's choice if Molinaro prevails in the convention. And you can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers mainly before 8 a.m. today. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a temperature high near 57 degrees. For Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 42. Now your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, showers with a high near 55 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers mainly before 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 44 degrees. And on Saturday, a chance of showers mainly after 8 a.m. Partly sunny with a high near 62 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 38. The sun rose this morning at 5:56 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:49 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 36 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 26th day of April, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.